Funpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Willkommen zur 155. Ausgabe von Funpod, sagt Michael. Heute geht es noch einmal um Solarkocher und ich freue mich, euch Celestino Ruivo vorstellen zu können, der im Hauptberuf Maschinenbauprofessor an der Universität der Algarve in Faro ist und sich dort hauptsächlich mit Klimaanlagen beschäftigt. Er war mir zuerst vor ein paar Jahren im Internet aufgefallen, weil er eine raffinierte Variante des Trichterkochers aus Beton entwickelt hat, der beachtliche 2 Zentner wiegt. Die Stärke dieses Kochers liegt darin, dass seine Baumaterialien überall auf der Welt verhältnismäßig leicht zu beschaffen sind und dass er sehr robust und wetterunempfindlich ist, sodass er immer im Freien stehen kann. Außerdem ist Celestino ein außerordentlich fleißiger und ausdauernder Botschafter des Kochens mit Sonnenlicht. In seinem Gepäck auf seinen zahlreichen Reisen rund um den Globus nehmen die Solarkocher und Töpfe mehr Raum ein als seine Kleidung. Er hat mir mal geschrieben, dass er es geradezu für ein Verbrechen hält, in einer so vom Sonnenschein gesegneten Gegend wie der Algarve nicht mit Solarkochern zu kochen. Und so bereitet er rund 70-80% seiner Speisen im Solarkocher zu, was ich hier im wolkenreichen Rheinland nur mit einer Mischung aus Bewunderung und Neid zur Kenntnis nehmen kann. Vor rund einer Woche hat Celestino Ruivo eine Messe in Frankfurt besucht, wo wir uns getroffen und miteinander gesprochen haben. Und in den folgenden 28 Minuten erzählt er uns auf Englisch, wie er zu all dem gekommen ist.
My name is Celestino Ruivo. I am a teacher of mechanical engineering. Since 93, I teach air conditioning. I became an advocate of solar cooking since 2006. Uh-huh. I am from Portugal.
Okay. And what happened in 2006?
On 2006, I participated in a conference, international conference, on solar cooking by mistake. Uh-huh. It was not planned.
Okay. How did it happen? By mistake?
by mistake, I mean... I agreed with a friend from Chile, Pedro Serrano, to drop him in this conference in Spain, Granada.
Yeah.
After his lecture in my university in south of Portugal, Faro. After that lecture, I agreed with him to drop him in the conference, and the moment at the moment when I was dropping him, I asked him in the hall. I have seen a lot of solar cooking apparatus, since panel cookers, basic ones, box cooker, very nice parabolic cookers, etc. And I asked him, "What's that, Pedro?" And Pedro told me, "This is the International Solar Cooking Conference that I told you." Mm-hmm. "Oh, okay. May I register for this conference? What is the cost?" I asked him. And then he replied, "I don't know. I am an invited speaker." Mm-hmm. "But you can ask it in the desk to the lady." And I asked about the cost, 100 euros and 20, something mm-hmm. like that, not yeah. very expensive. And instantaneously, in a moment, I paid my inscription.
Yeah.
And I stayed there 3 days. Pedro Serrano shared the bedroom with me in the hotel in Granada. And I came back to my home in Portugal. And with the cardboard cook kit, the well-known
yeah.
cardboard cook kit, solar cook kit.
Mm-hmm.
And I have started cooking rice in July 2006
yeah.
and also some chicken. And it was very, very, very nice
okay.
meals, slow cooking, but very well cooked.
Yeah.
And it happened like that. I have started, it was my beginning on solar cooking.
Okay. What happened then?
After this first experience, I have done more two or three solar cookers using cardboard. Mm-hmm. And on 3 August, we decide in family to make the birthday party of my daughter. Mm-hmm. In a central garden for 30 children. Mm-hmm. In Faro. Mm-hmm. And one of the activities during the birthday party was the construction of more 4 cookers. Mm-hmm. To prepare the meals, the lunch for the children, for the 30 children. But in fact, the children do not appreciate this idea, this activity. But other people arrived with the children. I am talking about the fathers, mothers, mm-hmm. that dropped the children. And more 15 adults have participated in the party. And it was the adults mm-hmm. that helped me doing the cookers.
Yeah.
So during 1 hour, between 9:30 until 10:30, we prepare more 3-4 cookers.
Yeah.
And with 9 cardboard cookers, we have cooked lunch for 30 invited children and more 15 invited adults.
Yeah.
So using only cardboard cookers and black pots and plastic bags to make the greenhouse effect, including also, obviously, the solar cake, mm-hmm. the birthday solar cake.
Yeah.
So it was very amazing, very interesting interaction with the children, with the adults, and also with other people that was walking in this central garden. Mm-hmm. After that, on September and December, I decided to organize solar cooking meetings mm-hmm. to spread mm-hmm. it, not only in academia side, also for common people.
Yeah.
And I participated also in exhibitions about renewable energy. So after that, it was an exponential growing on solar cooking.
Yeah,
I have experimented a lot of models that are available in the internet, the simple ones, low cost. Mm-hmm. And after that, in my home, mm-hmm. I am using the solar cookers. I estimate about 80%, 70-80% of my meals are processed in solar cookers. Uh-huh. I'm using all the types of solar cookers, since the funnel cookers, box cookers, and the parabolic cookers.
Yeah. Okay. You are blessed to live in a region with lots of sunshine. I'm in a quite different situation. First time I read your name on the internet was in combination with your concrete cookers, and I saw it and thought, "Wow, I want to have one." It's a good idea. How did you come to develop it? What happened? And when?
It was about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah. Mm,
that after experimenting this. Portable cookers that are good to make a picnic or to when we are traveling, mm-hmm. In my opinion, are not so good for intensive use in our home.
Yeah,
we need a permanent device.
Yeah, more stable.
I think it's very important.
Yeah.
So to avoid that, all times that we are cooking, to mount, dismount the cooker, to set and set these kind of things, to avoid this. And not only on that, I was thinking also in the possibility of developing of a solar cooker in Africa or in Latin America or in India or even in Europe, why not? A solar cooker that could be as a barbecue, that is a permanent permanent place.
Yeah.
So, inspired in my experience of the funnel cooker, after the experience on the solar cook kit, because the cook kit in my region in winter time doesn't work properly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not suitable when the heat of the sun is low.
Mm-hmm.
So I have experimented the funnel cooker. I have improved a little it mm-hmm. in terms of dimensions, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a very nice results, even in winter time. So I decide to replicate, to reproduce this shape in concrete mm-hmm. and using also glass mirrors
mm-hmm.
that are available in our corners of the world.
But how were you inspired to use this material, concrete?
The concrete, because it's a common material available.
Yeah.
I had the idea to have a permanent resistant cooker
yeah.
to rain, to yeah. wind,
okay.
and,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. that could be easily to be clean.
Yeah.
So in some rural areas, I think this kind of characteristics mm-hmm. are very, very important.
Yeah.
So I have this idea also that it could be produced locally,
mm-hmm.
not to be produced here in Germany or to be produced in Portugal and to be exported to yeah. Africa. No, it's not this idea. It's to mm-hmm. be for yeah. local production. Obviously, mm-hmm. people
yeah.
there, local people, should be mm-hmm. trained for that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they come to my house, my place,
yeah.
or I come there and
they learn it.
They learn and they, mm-hmm. they can spread.
Yeah.
So this is my motivation on that time. But
okay.
in fact, I have done not a lot, because I'm not a businessman, I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
But I am using it in my home.
Yeah.
Also, some neighbors are using it.
Yeah.
And now I am very glad that also in India is being manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
By some friends of mine.
Yeah.
So last 2 weeks ago, I went there, and it was a good opportunity, and they appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So I am expecting in next months, next years, that that this cooker
mm-hmm.
Could be a good device to be used in rural areas more.
Yeah.
Obviously, it is a slow cooker.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a quick cooker, but
yeah.
But slow food.
Yeah.
Cooked slowly.
Yeah.
I appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it should be taken into account
yeah.
in the world of solar cooking.
Yeah. Okay. Additionally, you are like an ambassador for solar cooking. Meanwhile, almost around the world. You told before when we met today that you traveled a lot in different countries. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yes. In India, I travel 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
In the first time, I was not contaminated with the solar cooking virus yet.
Yeah.
But in the other times,
yeah.
I went to a specific conference on solar cooking.
Yeah.
But the last time it was, I was invited to be a keynote speaker
mm-hmm.
on air conditioning for
yeah.
advances on mechanical engineer, a conference on this subject.
Yeah.
And I pushed the organization to include a keynote on solar cooking.
Yeah.
And they have appreciated. So this is one example.
Yeah.
But I have also traveled to Australia
yeah.
to make research on air conditioning. That is my subject at
yeah.
university.
Yeah.
I stayed there, but during the 2 months, I have cooked cod fish that I brought from Portugal,
uh-huh.
and I have done also some working shops there, and I also met solar cooking friends there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was also a very nice experience.
Yeah.
In Spain, I have teachers also several times in Galicia, several times teachers that are in secondary school. And sometimes I receive some feedback that they are using the funnel cooker and they are cooking even in not a very sunny areas. It is a fact. I also traveled to Germany in 2013. I have also the opportunity to have the success in cooking. It was it was more in the north, in Hamburg and also in Vito. In Brazil also 2 times there. I have cooked for solar Portuguese friends, Portuguese recipes there. Sardines, cod fish also. In Chile, I also be there for another purpose. But when I'm traveling, in my baggage, not my clothes, in my baggage, I put only 2 or 3 set of cookers, the pots, the glass to make the greenhouse effects, and the reflectors. And then there, I make working shops when I'm free time.
Great.
And I visit there. Also, I visit the 2 solar restaurants in Chile. Very, very nice place.
When you explain the solar cookers, is it for the audience the first time that they are in contact with solar cooking, or do they know it already?
Almost people don't know anything about solar cooking. Almost people in my meetings, it is the first time that they have the contact with the solar cooking. And it is very amazing, this first contact. But more important is that if they continue.
Do they do?
There are some exceptions, but almost don't they follow the solar cooking, because they have gas, they have electricity, and it is very difficult to change. Even they live in a sunny area. Like I'm lucky to live in south of Portugal.
So, from your experience, what helps or what is necessary so that they really use it on a more or less daily basis?
Obviously, to use the in a daily basis solar cooking, we need to have the suitable place.
Of course.
But this is important. And you need to live in a sunny area.
Okay. And additionally?
But it is important that people are motivated to that. This is, but the biggest barrier is the people, not the... The fact that if there is sun or not sun.
Yeah, of course.
The main, in my opinion, not only in my opinion, also my other friends of solar cooking friends say that the biggest barrier is we need a change on attitude, mentality of people.
Somewhere you said in Granada you were infected by the solar cooking virus, something like this. What is the difference? Why are other people not so infected? Or is it your field of experience at university in Faro before that you are in contact with energy subjects or so? Or
No. In fact, if it was, I should to start on solar cooking. Not in 2006, after my PhD. So I've concluded my PhD on air conditioning on 2005. But I started teaching on 93. So, and I live there in a sunny area. So it was a crime. The fact that I was not using the sun, even I know the potentialities of the sun for the water heating, for drying, and etc. Sometimes we are something, or solar cooking, or on that time, it enters in our ears at 50 kilometers per hour, but it exits at 2,000 or 200 kilometers per hour. So it is not absorbed.
Yeah.
So to be absorbed, it's very nice to have a possibility to taste the solar food.
Yeah.
So I am trying to do this. Mm-hmm. But it is very, very difficult to... Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But there are exceptions, so we need to go slowly.
Yeah.
It's better to go slowly in the good way,
that
in the positive way that is not so good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you wish for the future of solar cooking, or your personal way of solar cooking?
Mm. When I started with solar cooking, I created a small prospect. Mm. And I put in this prospect two or three paragraphs. In one of the paragraphs, on 2006, I wrote, I would like to see in my region, in Algarve, south of Portugal, that in five years, at least 5% of the Algarve people use the solar cooker.
Okay.
So I have written this.
Okay. And what happened?
No.
No, not this, five?
Not 5%. No, no, no.
Really not?
Not no, in, no.
Okay.
No, it's so very...
maybe 5 years was not long enough.
maybe. But I'm continuing. You
know? Okay.
So I'm continuing. I don't have a resistance, it's just a guess. But sometimes I invite, for example, for my home, 30, 40 friends for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So during the afternoon,
I
prepare the meals, and the friends arrives. Or even in winter time, arrives at 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and they start with a very hot soup, and we sometimes close with a coffee at 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
very hot.
Yeah,
all things prepared by the sun.
Yeah,
and one friend that I invited to my home several times, only after 3 years. He asked me for a solar cooker.
Okay.
Hmm? Only after 3 years.
Yeah.
And I prepared one, and I gave it to him, and now he is an intensive user.
Okay.
He's a daily user of the solar cookers, and he asked me for a concrete one.
Mm-hmm.
So he prepared a concrete one, and he has a friend that can manufacture.
Yeah.
That works with this kind of methods,
for the mold,
molds.
Mm-hmm.
So I loaned the mold to him, and last year they have produced 10 cookers.
Oh, great!
So and then we distribute the cookers for the neighbors.
Okay.
And there are
very, and they are running now.
Yes, yes. The cookers they are running, and sometimes they invite me to a lunch, or sometimes they go to my home and bring in some cake or something, and I also do the opposite.
Yeah.
So this is a very nice atmosphere. It's a very nice way to make also friends.
Yeah, of course.
So
my experience.
But it goes slowly. It goes slowly.
Yeah. Okay. But we also met because we are using solar cookers, and solar, those who deal with solar cookers are more open-minded than others. You also experienced this.
Yes.
You make friends around the world, around this subject of solar cooking. Mm-hmm. Another question is, have you also experienced with solar drying?
I think it is a very interesting subject.
Yeah.
Yes, all days I experience solar drying.
Yeah.
In my home.
Okay.
Since long time.
Mm-hmm.
In my home, in my father's home, we are used to put our clothes.
Of course.
Our clothes
Yes,
it's but a natural way.
Okay, and in combination with food.
Ah, okay.
Solar food drying, okay.
But on that way, I'm not used to do it a lot.
Okay.
But I recognize that is a very important subject. Yeah. I have two trees. I have two trees of carob.
Yeah.
On September, after summer holidays, the first thing that I do is to cut my carobs, mm-hmm. maybe around 100 kilos.
Oh, yes.
And then during the following months, slowly, I am using a box cooker mm-hmm. from here, from Germany, yeah. Lazola
yeah.
cooker.
Yeah.
I am using the box cooker as a dryer.
Yeah.
So I put 5-6 kilos of carobs.
Yeah,
but with the frame open mm-hmm. to make yeah. some ventilation,
yeah.
just to achieve a temperature of yeah. 40, 50 degrees Celsius to strong drying.
Yeah,
And then I milled the carobs
yeah.
to make powder to make solar cakes.
Yeah, great.
It's one example. Other yeah. example that I have done is a fix. Fix with almonds.
Uh-huh.
That is a regional product that we have, a traditional product that we have in Algarve.
Yeah.
That is not usually is not processed by the sun.
Yeah.
But I have demonstrated that it can be processed by the sun.
Okay.
And it can be a very good product if you put the label solar processed food.
Yeah.
So it will be very interesting, and we can export this to Germany. And I have some friends here in Germany that have appreciated these figs with almonds that are dried, very dried.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very nice taste. Absolutely. But obviously, I have also, not as a drying, but in my father south, not in the south, close to Figueira da Foz, in the center of Portugal,
mm-hmm.
when I am in summer holidays, they have a lot of tomatoes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And after 1 week, the tomatoes becomes not more good to mm-hmm. to be eaten.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have done, one time, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I have processed more than 30 kilos of tomatoes, and I made a jam of tomatoes.
Also in the box cooker?
In the box cooker and the panel cooker. So when I was in holidays, in summer holidays, I put the tomatoes with sugar in the slow cookers,
mm-hmm.
box cooker or panel
yeah.
cooker
yeah.
kit or funnel cooker kit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at 9 o'clock, I went to the beach. And when I come back at lunchtime, I turn it, reorientate the cooker again, more 2 hours. And at the end of the day, when at the evening, I have my jam without need to be
yeah.
always mixing to avoid yeah. the burning.
Yeah.
So slowly, and then I put in the
jars,
the jars.
Yeah.
Mm, and we can then eat this jam in summer and in winter.
Yeah.
If it is well done,
yeah.
you can save it
yeah.
not only for sunny days, you can yeah. eat solar processed food in at night,
yeah.
in the morning, always.
Yeah. Okay, great.
So I came to Germany
yeah.
for an exhibition on air conditioning,
yeah.
but on the day before, on last Monday, today is Saturday, but on last Monday, I have baked 8 cakes
mm-hmm.
in my cookers, the carob cakes. And during the exhibition, I have shared my cakes with the people. Mm-hmm. It's very amazing.
Yeah.
And I found in this exhibition that is not related with the solar cooking, it was related with air conditioning, heating systems, also some renewable energy integrated in buildings. Mm-hmm. And I found there one solar cooker from China.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I found there.
Yeah. Okay.
It was amazing to find and to meet people that also is interested in promoting
solar cooking. Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you a lot.
Thank you very much.
Neue Ideen für alle. Sunpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Solarkocher und Elektroautos. Veränderungen unterstützen. Für eure Mithilfe via Flatter auf www.sunpod.de danken wir. Wir freuen uns über jeden Kommentar zum Interview. Schreibt uns bitte, was ihr denkt. Danke.